Hello and welcome to GBM Media Podcast from Grace Baptist Mission. You're about to hear Serving Today, a programme for pastors and church leaders. If you're involved in any form of Bible teaching or discipling others, perhaps one-to-one or in a small setting, whatever the age group, Serving Today will be helpful to a wide range of believers. Welcome to Serving Today, the programme for leaders in the Church of Christ. This is Andrew Cook, and it's good to be with you again. A Pastor Talks, Malcolm Ryan joins us for the occasional series. And more on spiritual warfare with Graham Jones. We begin our programme with the series A Pastor Talks. Regular listeners to Serving Today will be familiar with Malcolm Ryan as he brings out pastoral thoughts from the Bible. And this time he points us to a man who was called... Well, I'll let Malcolm introduce him to us.
I'd like to tell you about someone whose original name was Joseph. We're introduced to him in Acts chapter 4, but because he used his God-given gift so well, we know him better as Barnabas. In verse 36, we meet Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. Barnabas was always looking out for others. To begin with, we read that he sold a field he owned and made the proceeds available for distribution according to need in the community. And he didn't stop there. Barnabas was able to see what God could do through other people, even the most unlikely people. For instance, Saul of Tarsus wouldn't have been everyone's first choice as a candidate for church leadership. Not long before, he had zealously persecuted the followers of Jesus, and had even stood by and watched approvingly as the disciple Stephen was stoned to death. But one day, on the road to Damascus, Saul was stopped in his tracks by the Lord Jesus. In a blinding flash of light from heaven, as described in Acts chapter 9, Saul fell to the ground before the risen Lord, and by the time he got to his feet, he was a changed man. Christ became his Lord and Saviour. And Saul began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. Yet, not surprisingly, when Saul arrived in Jerusalem a while later, other believers weren't too sure about the news of his conversion. Maybe he was faking it in order to infiltrate their ranks, and it took the supportive words of Barnabas to still their fears. In verse 27 we read that Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord who had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. Can you picture that? There was Saul, a new Christian, and Barnabas went over, put his hand on this man's shoulder, and encouraged him. As a result, Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. And in due course, Saul, previously a persecutor of the fledgling church, became Paul the Apostle. When we feel lonely and rejected because we're being misunderstood, we need someone to show some understanding and maybe speak up for us. When we feel discouraged, even fearful, we need someone to come alongside and comfort us. When we mess up and get things wrong, we need someone to help us renew our commitment. Encouragement. It's all about putting courage into people and inspiring them with hope. It's all about helping them keep on trying. Barnabas certainly deserved his name. He really was a son of encouragement. How about you?
Last time in the Spirit World series, Graham Jones introduced us to spiritual warfare. He told us that the main weapon we have as believers against the devil is holiness. That's replacing sinful behaviour with godly behaviour. Another question then is, how can a Christian overcome the temptations from the world? Well, here's Graham to answer this.
The world system is based on pride and selfishness, on lust and greed or covetousness. And we are to overcome these pressures from the world. We can do this by replacing love for the things of the world with love for the things of God. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, John says,
"Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
We are to stop setting our hearts on the things of the world. We must set our hearts on something better. Paul says we're to set our hearts on heavenly things. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, Paul says,
"Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things."
Since we now belong to Jesus Christ, we must replace our desire for the things of the world with a desire for the things of God. We must set our hearts on the enduring things of God. We must seek to grow in godly character, in helping others, in showing kindness, in serving God and telling people about the Lord Jesus. If we set our hearts on material things, we will spend our time thinking how we may get those. The world tells us that to be happy, you must be important, you must be significant. These things appeal to our pride, to our desire to be above others, to be greater than others. How can we replace such thinking? Jesus says in Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 to 28,
"Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
True lasting joy is found in serving the Lord Jesus. True happiness is found in serving others. This is how we set our hearts on the things of God and not on the things of this world. This is how we win in spiritual warfare.
If the downward pull of our sinful nature and the attractions of the world were not enough problems for the Christian believer, we're also faced with the enemy, Satan, and his evil spirits. And so the next question is, how can a Christian overcome the attacks of Satan? Back to Graham Jones again.
The Bible tells us that if we participate in sin, we give Satan a foothold into our lives. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27,
"In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold."
Jesus Christ defeated Satan at the cross. There, Jesus disarmed Satan and his evil forces. The basis for Satan's accusations against us is the sins that we commit. At the cross, Jesus paid for our sins. So Satan's power to accuse us has been removed. But Satan is a clever foe. He knows he does not have the power to snatch Christians out of God's mighty hand. But he can tempt us to continue to sin after we've believed in Christ. To resist Satan's attacks, we're to stop doing something and start doing something different. In James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, James says,
"Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you."
To submit to God is to stop doing evil things. It's to turn away from wrong paths, from Satan and his evil spirits. It's to not live to please our sinful habits and attitudes. Then, James says, we're to come near to God. We're to come to God in prayer, in reading his word, the Bible, in meeting with God's people. And God says that God will draw near to us. You see, God has provided the believer with all they need to resist Satan's attacks. It's the Holy Spirit who lives inside each believer, who will help us to overcome the attacks of the evil one. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4,
"You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
The Lord has put us in churches so that we may stand together with other believers against Satan's schemes. The faithful teaching of the Scriptures equips us to defeat Satan. By the encouragement of God's people, we're strengthened to follow God's ways. And God has also provided the Christian soldier with resources for the spiritual battle. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 to 17, we see the armour that God has provided.
Stand firm then, with a belt of truth buckled round your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
The truth, God's truth, is like a belt to counteract the lies of Satan. Righteousness, being right with God, is a breastplate to protect our hearts from Satan's temptations. The gospel of peace is like shoes on our feet, so we take the good news of Jesus to others, and so they can be rescued too. Faith is a shield to strengthen us and our trust in God and his purposes. Salvation in Jesus is like a helmet to protect our minds with the promises of God. And God has given us his word, the Bible, as a sword to equip us to fight the evil one. We remember Jesus quoted the scriptures to Satan during the temptations that he faced. And here Paul says we're to pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers, and then we're to keep on praying. Let us read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
As we close, let us commit ourselves again to stand against Satan's schemes. As Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 13.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
We can win in spiritual warfare, because God has provided victory for us in his Son, Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says,
They overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
And that brings us to the end of our time together here on Serving Today. This is Andrew Cook saying goodbye. May God's strength and mighty power be with you as you serve Christ our Lord. We hope you enjoyed listening to Serving Today, a podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission radio team. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email us. The address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. You can find us on X or Twitter at servingtodaygbm. We're also on Instagram, that's Serving Today. And you can also search our entire catalogue at www.gbm.org.uk/listen. Thanks for listening and goodbye.